feel more fresh today than you do on a normal Tuesday?
Definitely. You know, that last game was like a bye week for some of the starters. You know, just to get your body back right, just get your mind on this run we're trying to get on, man. You know, whatever team get hot in this 3-4 game span, that's who usually win it all.
Tackling hasn't been what it was earlier in the season, particularly in the secondary. Can you explain that at all?
You know, it's hard. Guys in the football league get some great runners out there, but you know, we got to make sure we got to do our part on bringing it down, whether it's running to the ball, make sure we are practicing on our fits in practice, whatever we have to do. You know, everything plays a part in it, just misfitting, you know, just expecting someone else to make the tackle. But at the end of the day, these are the playoffs. Every drive matters, every play matters, so we all got to be in.
That was especially true in the Indianapolis game. Donald Brown, I mean, just something about those guys that brought out the worst in you?
It wasn't tougher to tackle. I just think they came to play that week, and we didn't. You know, it's a different game. We're going to Indy now. It's the playoffs. A lot on the line. The game's going to be that much faster. You know, we just got to be ready to play. We know we're going to get with those guys. They know what they're going to get with us. So, at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and compete and try to bring home a win.
Brandon, was it tough watching that Donald Brown run off through?
It was. You know, with the defensive guys we have in this building, in this room, in that huddle, that's not acceptable at all. You know, we watched it 100 times to see what happened, you know, on that run. And, you know, the guys that missed tackles, everybody fought themselves. Nobody blamed each other. So we know we got to get right. We know we got to do to be successful.
Brandon, the first 9 games, you guys gave up just over 200 yards passing a game. The last 7, almost 300. Is it just the quarterbacks, or is there something else that's the reason for that?
Everything played part in it. You know, we got to hold ourselves accountable. We got to play tighter man-to-man coverage. You know, a lot of offensive gurus that we face in this league, they kind of game-planned us to beat some routes, you know, because we had our coverages on film. Everything played a part in it. I can't put my finger on why. You know, the passing yards increased, but our job now is, hey, it's a clean slate, 0-0. We need to start how we started in the beginning of the season, you know, not allowing anything in the air or on the ground on defense.
Standing from the sideline Sunday, could you kind of see anything that could tell you why Rivers wasn't necessarily as prolific against you guys as it was a month ago?
I mean, I think our guys just came to play ball. You know, just because they're placed on a depth chart at a certain place doesn't mean their skill level is there. You know, I feel like we have a lot of depth on this team. It showed. I feel like we have great coaches, and they put them in great positions to make plays. You know, those guys went out there and played hard, and the results are there. We would have wanted to come away with the win, but I think everybody's seen that we had great depth on this team.
How much of it was you guys actively taking away some of the stuff that they exploited you with the first time?
That's a good job on our coaching staff. We definitely threw some things at them that they definitely wasn't expecting. You know, we mixed in some calls. You know, just to throw them off, and you can tell they got the pressure there. They got them a little rattled back there, but you know, Rivers is a warrior. That's why, you know, he always going to try to find a way to battle back. You know, it's just a nice game out there.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks in this league. What impresses you about Luck?
Man, he's just so poised. You know, the way he sits in the pocket, he doesn't give you that mindset back there in the defensive backfield that he's a young quarterback. You know, he can make all the throws. He's not scared to make all the throws. He trusts his receiver. You know, that's what separates him from the rest, man. You know, you got to be perfect, just like you're playing a Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and Drew Brees when you're playing this guy. So we have a tough task ahead of us, you know, but we are looking forward to taking it on.
Brandon, you've been through 4 coaches since you've been here and some pretty down years. Does that make you appreciate being where you are right now?
Definitely. You know, you don't take anything for granted. You know, just the spirit in the building every year with the guys in the locker room, because it might change. You know, where this coaching staff brought us from, every year, every week that go by, you know, you got to cherish, because next year can be totally different. I experienced that here. You know, I went to the playoffs a couple years ago, thought we had a young team, we'll be there every year. This is my first time back. So, you know, you definitely want to accomplish what you set out to do when you reach this state right now.
What do you remember about playing in that game last fall?
You know, every drive is crucial. You know, you can't let any drives go for granted and just say, oh, they got a touchdown, a field goal on this drive, we'll get them next drive. Every point matters, you know. So every play, man, just play it like it's your last. Play that play so perfect. You know, you might not get that chance over again, you know, to make up that play. So we're going to be tuned in. You know, I think everybody on this team kind of got an idea what it's going to take because a lot of guys were in that playoff game, so we got to be ready to play.
Brandon, I asked Jamal the question. What do you sense is different that we don't see behind closed doors?
We all in as a team. You know, anything that anybody says outside the locker room doesn't matter, good or bad. You know, we just all just in here together. You know, we are set on one mission and don't let anything stop us from getting to that goal. You know, and I think that's going to take us a long way. It took us a long way this season, and it can take us even further.
Thank you.